Hello, everyone, and welcome back to All Whack Podcast. How are we doing today? So, today's topic was actually inspired by my lack of really motivation to read. And once I got it back, it was so wonderful. It was so freeing, and I was just really excited to read again and, you know, making me reevaluate things that will be next week's topic. So stick around for that. But today, we're going to, you know, just talk about things that I do so that it's easier for me to read more and hopefully makes it easier for you to read more, because reading is a wonderful thing. It's an excellent, excellent time pass. Or pastime, whatever the... I think it's pastime. That sounds better, so that's probably right. And, you know, share... I love to talk about books with people because I like when I hear people's opinions about books that I read or I haven't read yet. Just kind of see what they like. So, my first tip for you guys is to set aside the time. Because you probably have more time than you think you do. I know I do. Since I work full-time, it's harder for me to actually have time during the day. It's mostly at night, you know, when I'm already tired and, yeah, excuses, but still. So set aside some time. You can set a timer. Usually, if you do a read-a-thon, I don't know how deep people get into the reading culture on YouTube, but we have these things called read-a-thons, and so when you do a read-a-thon, and usually there's a host, if it's, you know, like, they announce, oh, we're gonna have a read-a-thon this day, and then I'm hosting it, and then we're gonna do reading sprints, so, you can kind of set, and a reading sprint is essentially you set a timer, or from, say, 3:45 to 4 o'clock, you just read as much as you can. All you're doing for 15 minutes is reading. No distractions, nothing. You're reading for those 15 minutes. That's usually what the reading sprints are. So you can set aside a timer for 15, 30 minutes, or, you know, read a chapter at a time, however works best for you. Or you can designate a reading time, so if you're winding down at the end of the day at, like, 8:30, go, okay, well, at 8:30 every day, I'm going to read in order to wind down, or 9 o'clock, whatever your time may be, that you're going to wind down and start reading. The second tip I have for you is always have a book with you, or book alternative, meaning Kindle or Nook or on your phone, whatever it may be. So always, always have a book with you, because it's kind of hard to make excuses for not reading when you have, when you're doing nothing, you're sitting there on your phone, when you could in fact be reading. Maybe you're on the bus going to school, or on the bus going to work, or maybe it's your break time, or you're waiting in line, or you're waiting for somebody, you could be reading, I don't know, whatever you're doing, that there's downtime where you are usually scrolling on your phone, could be time that you get a little bit of reading done. I'm not gonna call anybody out, but I'm just saying that those are times that you could be picking up your book and reading it. And my third tip is read books that you actually like. This is a huge thing for me, because I used to just read what everybody else was talking about, and I hated them. The books. I was like, this is the worst book, because it would just not be my genre. It'd be like a heavy sci-fi fantasy book that I'm just not interested in the topic at all, but everybody was talking about it, and I wanted to be part of the conversation, so I was like, hey, maybe I'll read that too. And that was a horrible idea, because this is a terrible book. And so with that, don't worry about what people are talking about, or you know, because I get this crap all the time where I will say, oh man, you know, I just read this book, and it's like a recent book that came out, and then people go, oh, well, have you read Pride and Prejudice, or have you read Catch-22, or have you read Fahrenheit 451, or what have you, the classics, if you will. And I say, no, I have not. And they go, well, you just are illiterate and you don't read. And I go, excuse me, yes, I read. Those books just don't really interest me at the moment. Maybe they will. But right now, they don't interest me, so I don't want to read them. I'm not going to just read them because you think they're important to read. Maybe they are important to read, but I'm not too torn up about it. You should read Warm Bodies. That's what I think. You should read Warm Bodies by Isaac Marion because that is a classic, and you should read it. That is my opinion that you should follow. That's basically what people are telling you when they tell you to read classics or what have you. They're just like, oh, you have to read this book. And I go, oh, well, then you have to read Warm Bodies because it's my favorite book, so you must read it too. I am recommending that, but I'm not going to hold it against you if you're not going to read it. I'm just saying, it's a great delight that you will have the pleasure of reading. So, you know, my point with that is, why read books that you don't like and you're just not going to enjoy reading? That you want to enjoy reading, you know, I like, there's a quote by J.K. Rowling, and it goes something along the lines of, if you don't like reading, you haven't found the right book yet. And I agree with that so much because when I was in junior high, I hated reading because in seventh grade, I had the worst English teacher. She was just horrible. I did not like her at all because she just made reading this horrible chore. And then every month we were forced to read a certain genre. And I'm like, bro, I don't like horror. I don't like scary movies. Why would I like a scary book? Are you kidding me? Science fiction? No. I don't care. I just want to read the stupid teenage young adult romance books. Just let me live vicariously through these characters. I don't want to be in space dying. I don't like this. No. I want to be in love because I'm 12 years old, okay? That's all I want. I don't want to be dying in space. Who wants that? Not me. So, she just, long story, you can tell I'm angry about this. I mean, she just made reading horrible. And then, you know, as we progressed through school, they didn't really care. They were just like, read. I don't care what you read, just read it. I don't care. And I was like, thank God, you know, because then I read this book called Struck by Lightning by Chris Colfer, and he was in Glee. I don't remember his character's name, but he was the gay one. Please don't be offended by that. I cannot remember his name, but it was Chris Colfer, Struck by Lightning, the first book that really got me into reading. I really enjoyed it, and I was like, holy crap. Books are actually a delight. This is wonderful. I love this. Because Struck by Lightning wasn't really about, like, a teen romance, per se. It was, like, this kid struggling with being gay. And it was awesome. I loved it. It was a great book. Highly recommend. But I was, like, once I discovered this, I was, like, holy crap, now I can read books that aren't horrible. Because I actually want to read them. And it was a wonderful thing. So if you don't enjoy reading right now, you probably haven't found the right book. So my recommendation for that is just, I mean, talk to people who read. Be like, hey, this is what I like in general. Like, maybe talk about the TV shows you like, and then you can find a book that's like that and read it. Because that's wonderful. And then, you know, as you read more and more, you'll want to broaden your reading horizons a little bit more, and then your collection or your horizons, just, we're gonna stick with horizons, your horizons are going to broaden, and you'll realize there's this whole other spectrum of reading that you did not know that you would actually like, because I have found that for myself, and it's a wonderful thing. My fourth tip is to read short books. Now, some people, and these people are wrong, this is just a wrong thing, they would say, oh, reading short books is cheating. And what I say to that is, No, sir. It is not cheating. Because you're still reading something. You're engaging your mind in something that isn't just scrolling on your phone. And there's a quote, and I don't know who says it, but it was a great quote, and it said something along the lines of, if you're reading something, you're getting smarter, or you're getting more intelligent, or something. Just, it doesn't matter what you're reading, it matters that you're reading. So, I mean, if all you want to read is young adult romance, then by all means, read the young adult romance. It's wonderful. Please do it. So, if it's a short book, that it shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't matter. You're still reading. You still be proud of yourself for that. And I do have a few books that are under 300 pages on a little list here. The first one is a poetry book. It's called Milk and Honey by Rupi Kaur, and it's 204 pages. I feel like a lot of people have heard about this. It's a poetry collection, and it's one of my favorites. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was very nice. It was very pleasant to read, and I could relate with quite a few of the poems. If you're into poetry, that's also a great to read, and any poetry really is good to read too if you're not a huge reader, because there's essentially no plot line. There's no plot line. Each poem is mostly its own thing. And so you can stop literally anywhere and then pick up where you left off, and you don't have to remember any character development, nothing. You just read the poetry. Another book that I really enjoyed, I think I read it in 9th or 10th grade, is The Spectacular Now by Tim Tharp, T-H-A-R-P, and it is 294 pages. They did make a movie with this. It had Shailene Woodley and Miles something. They were both in Divergent. But that book, it was a much heavier book than I was anticipating. But it was still a delightful read. I really enjoyed it. Another book is called The Duff by Cody Keplinger. That book is 280 pages. This is the first book that I read in less than a day. It was so, so good. It was hilarious. And I just, almost every single page, I was just laughing. And I read this during a school day. So, I mean, it was really tough to be in class and, like, read this book and not laugh. I mean, there is a lot of sexual content in it, but it's so funny. It's considered young adult, so do with that what you will. But it's so, so funny. So, I mean, if you're wanting a hilarious book, I highly recommend The Duff by Cody Keplinger. The next book I have is my favorite book of all time. I just mentioned it. It's Warm Bodies by Isaac Marion. It's 239 pages. Excellent, excellent book. So well written. It was made into a movie as well. The Spectacular Now, The Duff, and Warm Bodies are all movies. And, I mean, Warm Bodies, the book, is spectacular. The movie actually is not too terrible. I did see the movie before I read the book because I didn't know it was a book. But once I read the book, I was just like, holy shit, this is awesome. This is amazing. I have to tell everybody about this book. The copy that I have is currently out right now to Cody. I hope you're enjoying it. But every single bus driver that I had since, like, for high school, every single bus driver I had since I've read it has read my copy. And I think that's four people. I think, damn, four people. But, I mean, I think six or seven people have had it by now. But, dang. Because I was that nerdy kid that sat behind the bus driver and talked to them, and then I was telling them eventually, you know, we got on the topic of books, and I'm like, hey, book, Warm Bodies, excellent, here it is, read it. And they all gave it. These are four very different people. They all returned the book to me saying it was one of the best books they read. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, they go, this was a freaking awesome book. And I go, I know. You're welcome. I'm so glad. Now we can talk about it, experience it, and it's wonderful. So, again, I love talking to people about books that I've read, that they've read, that we've both read. It's a wonderful feeling. The fifth tip that I have for you is have a good reading environment. So, if you're one of those people like me, that I can kind of read anywhere, but if there's a lot of background noise or people are talking or it's just loud, or if it's loud and I can't really distinguish conversations, I can usually read no problem. But when it's just like me and then I hear people two seats away from me or whatever and they're talking, it's really hard because I focus on what they're saying while I'm trying to read. I get distracted quite easily in that regard. So if I'm just like at home, I usually get all my pillows, my blankets around me, and I'm in like comfortable clothes, and sometimes I have like hot chocolate or I just have water or something, and I'm just cozy and comfortable, and then it's so much easier for me to read because now I'm like, oh, okay, I'm prepared to spend 6 hours of my day just reading, and I have no problem. I have literally no problem just sitting for 6 hours and reading a book, and or, you know, a couple of books, you know. It just depends on how fast I'm reading. But I mean, I have no problem with that. If I'm comfortable and I have everything I need, I can read all day. That's not a problem for me. So, my advice, get in a comfortable situation, comfortable environment, make sure there's not a lot of distractions, turn your phone off if you have to, I mean, unless you can really discipline yourself without it. I mean, do what you gotta do, just to read more. My sixth and final tip for everyone is listen to audiobooks. So, audiobooks are a great thing because you can listen to them like you listen to music or a podcast or really anything, and you can be anywhere. You can be in your car, you could be cleaning, on a walk, you know, you could be doing anything, cleaning your house, and listen to an audiobook, and you're reading. As far as I'm concerned, you're receiving information about literature, and if you're following the story, you know, everything. That, to me, that's reading. Some people also consider audiobooks cheating, but they're wrong again. You're receiving the book information, you know? That's what it's all about, is getting that information. So I hope all of these helped you, or maybe gave you some ideas on how you could read more, or maybe you're like, oh, hey, I have an extra 30 minutes every day. I could just sit and read a book that I've been meaning to read, or, you know, something that you're interested in. Because, again, I think reading is a wonderful thing, and it can help your imagination, it can help just your comprehension skills, and it's a wonderful thing to do and connect with people about. So, share with me, how do you guys like to read? How do you spend your reading time, and what do you like to read? Have you read Warm Bodies? Talk to me about Warm Bodies, please. Or The Duff. Oh, I need to reread that. That was such an excellent read. But talk to me about the books that you've read. Do you like to read poetry or shorter books, or do you like the longer books, like the series? What kind of series are you into? And just, I mean, tell me about the books you like, because I will talk to you for days about the books that you like and that I like, and I want your recommendations, I want to give you recommendations, all of that loveliness. So, thank you everyone for tuning in, and remember to stay groovy, and we'll catch you next time.